You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Pleasant good afternoon and welcome into the gym class here on KGYM on this Monday edition of the show. Great to have you aboard. Scott Udash with you here in studio. Mark Dukes from his porch on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Ben on the other side of the glass as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Each and every day, they are the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website at dupaco.com. Tuned in on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. A lot to get to. We got Home Run Derby coming up tonight. You can hear it right here in all of our frequencies starting at 7 o'clock this evening, just ahead of tomorrow night's Midsummer Classic, the 2022 All-Star Game, which will come up tomorrow evening again on all of our frequencies. We'll talk about that, talk a little baseball with you, look back at the Open Championship, more perhaps defections from the world of the PGA going to LIV Golf. We'll talk about that and what's happening at State Baseball and State Softball. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. That is 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well. If you'd like to get in touch with us via that method, again, 319-366-1600. As Mark joins me here on a sunny and warm Monday afternoon, just as we are in the All-Star break, just ahead of the game tomorrow night. How you doing?
Doing well, Scott. Good afternoon to you and everyone out there. And yeah, happy All-Star break to you.
Happy All-Star break to you. And by the way, since it is the All-Star break, very happy to announce that coming up on this very program tomorrow, our friend and Kansas City Royals pitching coach Cal Eldred will join us for an extended visit tomorrow. And looking forward to that and talk about the first half with the Royals and what they're looking forward to, et cetera, et cetera. The first half as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. And it's always fun to talk with Cal, and I know people miss him, and we'll talk with him tomorrow.
We're appreciative of that, and looking forward to talking to Cal tomorrow. Kind of, it wasn't rough tracking him down, but the Royals and he were in Toronto over the weekend and en route. But I assume he's back either in Kansas City or in Iowa, one of the two.
Yep, so we will talk with him coming up on the Tuesday edition of the program. 319-366-1600. As a couple texts already coming in. And yes, Cyclone Tim is upset, as we all are. Northland going down to defeat today in the first round of the 1A state baseball tournament over in Carroll. Kingsley Pearson beating Northland by a score of 7-4. So the Lynx end a terrific season once again for Coach Griffith down in Carroll at the state tournament. Always good teams you run into when you're down there, and Kingsley Pearson got the victory today.
Yeah, indeed. More action in Carroll and Iowa City. I know Independence and West Delaware going at it right now. Independence did have a 2-0 lead. Also, action in Fort Dodge at the state softball tournament.
Indeed. Indeed. And state softball going on right now. Class 5A, their tournament getting underway. Number one seed and the home team, if you will, in Fort Dodge. Defending state champion Fort Dodge beat 8-seeded Waukee, that by a score of, it says 12-0. I think that is not accurate. Let me take a look at this here. We'll find out here. It was 12-0. Fort Dodge over Waukee today. They will take on West Des Moines Valley. They beat Southeast Polk 7-5. Going on right now, it is Muscatine on top of Pleasant Valley 4-0. Joel's happy. And Waukee Northwest leading the Linmar Lions right now. At last check, it was 4-0 in favor of Waukee Northwest. And again, we'll keep you up with those scores at State Softball. A lot of people talking about the fact that baseball and softball now are the same week. And a lot of people not real big fans, at least on social media anyway, of the two tournaments coinciding. Actually, three tournaments, because baseball has two sites, as we know. And, of course, softball going on at Fort Dodge. And used to be they were not simultaneous, but with baseball moving back 1 week and having that week off between the end of one athletic year and the start of the next athletic year, we were going to have this at least for a while anyway.
Yeah, schools like North Lynn and Lisbon, both their baseball and softball teams in postseason play at the state tournaments. I know North Lynn's softball team got over to Carroll to watch the baseball teams. Of course, Carroll and Fort Dodge not too far from one another, so that made the trip a bit easier. But yeah, it's a different year in that regard.
Yeah, it is. So we'll keep you updated on what's happening. The 3A is going on. It was Davenport Assumption at 3A baseball, by the way, with a big win over Pella. I think that was 11-1 in six innings in the first game down at Duane Banks Field. And Independence and West Delaware are going at it right now, as you mentioned. We'll keep you updated on that. Also keep you updated on what's happening with the Major League Baseball draft, which got underway last night. Mr. Mazur going in the second round. I believe highest Hawkeye ever drafted. Congratulations to him. Toronto, as you just heard with Spencer, taking Peyton Williams in the seventh round. And, of course, he is the Iowa first baseman. And we'll see if he will come back to Iowa or if he is going to sign with the Toronto Blue Jays. But good news right there for him and the Iowa baseball team also.
It is indeed. Keeping an eye on Levi Usher, the Cedar Rapids Prairie product, who had a great year at Louisville. He's expected to be taken either today or tomorrow. They go through 10 rounds today, or through 10 rounds, and then the last 10 rounds tomorrow. Also taken, Tommy Specht, an outfielder from Dubuque Waller, yep, who did not play high school baseball. He was taken in the sixth round by Texas. His slot value, $314,000.
Which is about 44th as far as a live tour is concerned. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM as we join you here from our studios and from the southwest side here. As far as this Monday is concerned, Remsen St. Mary's in 1A baseball, by the way, bottom of the third inning, leading South Winneshiek, that by a score of 1-0. Remsen St. Mary's, number one seed, I believe undefeated as well in Class 1A, and Southwind, a very good number eight seed, as we talked about with KJ Pilcher last Friday. And if you missed our talk with KJ, you can go back and listen to that on our podcast, available at kgymradio.com. Just go under any of our local programs, Spencer on Sports, beginning at 2, or the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, beginning at 4, or our little program here at 3 o'clock with the Gym Class, also available on Apple or Spotify. At 14 past 3, and we'll save the open for just a little bit. We do have, of course, coming up tonight, Home Run Derby, which will take place at Dodger Stadium, as it'll be Pete Alonso going for his third consecutive win as far as a Home Run Derby is concerned. That has never happened. And he's not the number one seed. He's going against Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Atlanta Braves. And at least we've got one of our loyal listeners rooting for Acuna. As Matt in Fairfax says, he's taking Acuna to win the Derby. Hope someone can unseat the polar bear. We will see about that. And yes, 81-86, we were saving it for the scoreboard, but we can probably let the kitty out of the bag. Everyone knows it already, but congratulations to Cedar Rapidian Keegan Murray, who, of course, was named the Summer League Most Valuable Player. How about that, Mark?
Excellent. 23 points a game averaged, and he just had a wonderful stretch in the Summer League and therefore was rewarded.
Yeah. Now, what's it mean in the grand scheme of everything? Not a ton. But, you know, hey, better than not being the MVP of the Summer League. Am I wrong about that?
I think that's accurate. No doubt about it.
Yeah. 0945 letting us know that they heard over the weekend that the minor league game at the Field of Dreams is a sellout. I am not 100% positive on that. I know tickets were going very well. So if they did sell it out, that would not surprise me. Believe it, $85 a pop.
That's one ticket price. Yeah, that's great. I had heard early that early sales were going very, very well. And what is that again? 8,000-seat stadium?
Ish, yeah, so, somewhere around there.
So that's terrific. Yeah. That game coming up before the Cubs and the Reds square off.
Indeed. 319-366-1600 here on the program. Mentioned that we've got Home Run Derby coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. Here are your brackets. Number one seed is Kyle Schwarber of the Philadelphia Phillies, and he will go up against, I think, sentimental favorite, Mark, Albert Pujols of the St. Louis Cardinals. I got to think, even if you're a romantic baseball fan that's not a Cardinal fan out there, I think you may have a soft spot in your heart tonight for Albert Pujols to see if he can, how far he can go, if he can take it all the way, if he can beat Schwarber first. You know, this isn't, seeds don't mean a ton as far as Home Run Derby is concerned since they went to this new format. It's just, you know, who gets hot at the right time tonight at about 7:15 and starts hitting dingers, right?
Yeah, I will root for Pujols. I have nothing against Schwarber, but I think that would be wonderful if he could win a round or two. And we've got some other seeds there as well. Pete Alonso, number two, against Jose Ramirez. Ramirez will be a tough out, I think.
Well, it's Alonso and Acuna.
Acuna. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Corey Seager of the Rangers is the number three seed. He will take on Julio Rodriguez of the Seattle Mariners, Juan Soto, and then it'll be Jose Ramirez of the Guardians going at it tonight. Maybe Soto is auditioning to see who wants to trade for him because obviously that's one of the big storylines going into the All-Star break is that Juan Soto is out there for the right price tag as far as the Washington Nationals are concerned.
Turned down $440 million over 15 years. I remember the last time I turned down $440, Scott.
Oh, we'll get to the Live Tour coming up in a little bit. Everything, it's, 5 degrees of the Live Tour here today. I don't know, but we'll see. I'm rooting for Pujols as well. Nothing against Kyle Schwarber. I just like to see what Pujols can do in probably his last appearance as far as the Home Run Derby is concerned. And I don't know if he's going to be able to take it and go three rounds, but I think he can get through that first round if things go well. We'll see. Pete Alonso knows how to do this. He would become the first major leaguer ever to win three consecutive Home Run Derbies if he can win this tonight for the Polar Bear. So we'll see. Now, Dodger Stadium in the past has not been known as a big home run park. Now, that has changed a little bit over the years. It's become a little easier to hit dingers out of Dodger Stadium. But still, I imagine they've got the lively ball out tonight, though.
You can go ahead and weigh in as to which slugger you think will win this competition. Any of the aforementioned players, go to KGYMRadio.com and vote. And thanks to Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Steve Anderson and his team, Highway 1 West in Iowa City.
You can bet on this, Mark.
Wonderful.
Pete Alonso is your favorite at plus 190. Kyle Schwarber, plus 330. The dark horse in this is Albert Pujols. He is plus 2400. I would not be adverse to laying something as far as Ramirez is concerned at plus 1800. I've watched too many Cleveland Guardian games, I guess.
It's like trying to bet on a golf tournament. It's damn near impossible.
It is. It is because it's tough. It is tough. I mean, you got to have a good pitcher in there as well. I mean, this it takes two to tango in this thing. If you're a guy that you bring in to pitch is not putting it where you want it, you know, you're not going to hit home runs or at least as many home runs. So it does take two to tango as far as the situation is concerned. And we'll find out tonight who's going to do it. I like, I'd love to see Pujols, but I think Schwarber will probably advance. I think Alonso will get it done. I'm going to go with Ramirez, Mark. I'm going with Ramirez to beat Soto in that 5-4. And give me Julio Rodriguez. I'm going to go with another upset, if you will. I'm going to go with Julio Rodriguez to beat Corey Seager.
I'm going to go with Alonso to win the third straight.
I'm going with Ramirez. I think he gets it done. Like I said, maybe I've been watching the Cleveland Guardians pound the White Sox and the rest of the Central.
Yeah, he's not hitting against the Twins and White Sox. He's going to face a tougher pitcher tonight.
Probably could on that. It has gone final at Harlan Rogers Park in Fort Dodge, as Milwaukee Northwest has beaten the Linmar Lions this afternoon by a score of 4-0. Also, Muscatine with a victory over Pleasant Valley. So in a semifinal, it will be Ankeny Northwest taking on Muscatine. That will be 1 o'clock on Wednesday. Linmar falls into the consolation bracket. They've got one more game. They will take on Pleasant Valley, and that will be at 11:30 tomorrow morning. Not over yet, but hats off to the Linmar Lions on a terrific softball campaign.
Very much so. Represented the Metro well, represented Linmar very well, but some tough teams there. Fort Dodge, Muscatine, and obviously Waukee Northwest was a problem for the Lions today.
Yeah. Top of the fourth inning down in Iowa City, Independence leading West Delaware, that by a score of 5-0. So Indy leading that game, and it's now 4-0 Remsen St. Mary's leading South Winnersheek. That one being played over at Carroll in Class 1A competition out there. 319-366-1600. By the way, before we get you to Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update with Mark, of course, tomorrow 4A will take center stage at Duane Banks Field. Cedar Rapids Prairie will take on West Des Moines Dowling at 5 o'clock on Tuesday. And if you are a Prairie baseball fan, they're going to have a send-off at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. That's going to be at Prairie Creek, and that will be at the south parking lot at Prairie Creek. So it's a very short jaunt for the Prairie Hawks to get to the state tournament, but that's what time they're going to have that send-off.
Yeah, good luck to all those teams, and it's one benefit for Prairie, at least, having the tournament in Iowa City and its fans.
True. 319-366-1600, 324 here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class. We will talk a little bit more baseball. We're going to get to golf coming up in just a little bit and more from the weekend that was in the world of sports. But first, I'm going to get it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway at First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are across from Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Find them online at emilshideaway.com. Eat local. Try their burgers and fries. They are made fresh daily. Or wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar. Or bring in the whole family for friendly service in the dining area and on the patio. That's at emilshideaway.com.
Three players from the University of Iowa have been selected to represent the Hawkeyes at next week's Big Ten Football Media Days. They are Jack Campbell, Sam Laporta, and Kayvon Merriweather. Former Iowa Hawkeye Dane Belton has signed a rookie deal with the New York Giants. The Zach Johnson Foundation Classic, scheduled for next Monday at Elmcrest, among the PGA Tour players appearing are scheduled to be Tony Finau, Harry Higgs, he's worth the price of admission, and JT Poston, who has had a very good year, Trey Mullinex, a recent winner. Again, that coming up Monday at Elmcrest.
Yeah, trying to line up a guest for that to talk a little bit about the Zach Johnson Foundation Golf Tournament, which will be a week from today. And more on, of course, Zach is the Ryder Cup captain for the United States for next year. And more on that coming up in just a little bit. 81-86 over under on the humidor settings for tonight. Whatever is going to get those baseballs out of the lot is what it's going to be set on. No one wants to come and watch a home run derby, two guys squaring off, and it's a 5-4 win for one of the players.
Yeah, it's not a warning track derby.
No, it is not a warning track derby. Let's get those lively balls out there, and let's give something for the fans to watch. As baseball is front and center for the next two nights, we know that not a whole lot going on in the world of sports the next couple days, except SEC Media Days going on. Mr. Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, saying that the SEC is not, I repeat, not looking at expansion at the present time, even considering what the Big Ten has done.
And said acquiring Oklahoma and Texas is better than the Big Ten acquiring USC and UCLA, in his opinion.
Well, of course, in his opinion. Do you agree on that?
I wouldn't expect anything less from the SEC commissioner.
Very true. Very, very true. 319-366-1600, 327. Take a break, come back, and we'll dive into the Open Championship from this weekend and talk a little bit more baseball and more when we return after this. A weather update and a break here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we are going to have plenty of sunshine today and plenty of heat and humidity too. Temperatures will be climbing into the upper 80s this afternoon, and heat index values will be in the low to mid 90s. Later tonight, we'll have mostly clear skies and just drop into the upper 60s. Tomorrow, the winds pick up out of the south. We'll have sunshine. Temperatures get hotter in the low 90s, and the humidity goes up as well. That'll lead to heat index values in the mid to upper 90s. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Good morning, boss.
Yeah, what's good about it? We're having computer problems again, and we can't get our work done.
Call the help desk?
You mean the hold desk?
Huh?
Every time I call, they put me on hold. Or tell me someone will call me back in a couple of hours. We don't have a couple of hours.
We need to get our work done. We need help now.
Oh, in that case, you need to call IT Solutions. They don't have a help desk.
Then how do we get help?
IT Solutions continually monitors their clients' networks so they find and fix over 70% of their technology problems before they interrupt the workflow. If your current IT company says they do that, then why do they need a hold desk for you to call to tell them about your technology problems? With IT Solutions, on the rare occasions their monitoring misses something, when you call, you get help now, never a hold desk.
We need to get our work done.
Learn more online at weneedhelpnow.com.
Weneedhelpnow.com.
Is there any more satisfying feeling than letting an elevator door close on somebody? I did it at the hotel earlier. I got such a warm rush through my body. It felt like the inside of my body hugged the outside of my body, you know? And then you see it close and you're like, sometimes a second later it opens and you're like,
from Netflix, comedian Tom Segura brings I'm Coming Everywhere World Tour to McGrath Amphitheater July 26th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Discovering the perfect paint for your home has never been easier with Zinsser Smart Coat from Menards. Plan smart with interactive tools at smartcoat.com. Buy smart in-store or online and paint smart with an advanced paint and primer in one. A gallon is $26.68 after 11% rebate at Menards. Prices good through July 24th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Drunk driving is one of America's most often committed and deadliest crimes. Each year, nearly 10,000 people die on the road due to drunk driving. In order to stop this deadly epidemic, cops are cracking down. Police officers are aggressively looking for drunk drivers and will arrest anyone caught driving drunk. They'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
3:31, back with you on the Gym Class for a Monday here in KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, our producer Ben, and most importantly, you out there at 319-366-1600. Update you what's happening. Linmar softball has fallen to Ankeny or Waukee Northwest by a score of 4-0. State baseball right now, Class 3A. It is Independence in the bottom of the fourth inning. They've gone to that particular frame, they lead the West Delaware Hawks by a score of 6-0. 319-366-1600 here on the Monday edition of the show. Home Run Derby coming up tonight. All of our frequencies starting off at 7 o'clock. And Mark, the Open Championship, the champion golfer of the year, your pick, your guy. Cameron Smith, the second player with a mullet to win in the last 27 years at St. Andrews.
As John Daly tweeted, join the club. It's quite entertaining for me. Cam Smith, you know, you text me and said, why didn't you bet on him? And I said, well, then he would have missed the cut. But Cam Smith won this tournament. A lot of people thinking Rory McIlroy lost it. And nobody's talking about Cameron Young, who finished second, made an eagle on the last, and made Cameron Smith make a short birdie putt. It was really entertaining down the stretch. And now news today, apparently Cameron Smith entertaining the LIV tour.
Yes. We'll get to that. Let's talk about the good news as far as golf is concerned. And Rory, a lot of people kind of, I'm not going to say down on Rory today and yesterday. Shouldn't be. The putter just didn't cooperate with Rory. Golfers have that day. Shot 2 under par 70, which isn't bad. It's not a great round compared to the rest of the field as far as Sunday with the old course is concerned. Cameron Smith won that tournament. Rory didn't lose that tournament. And how much would Rory have spent to buy Cameron Young's eagle on the 18th hole?
No doubt about it. He had a chance, but he needed to chip it in instead of putt it in. But, yeah, Rory, I think, hit all 18 greens.
Yes, he did.
but he took 36 putts. And as you outlined, the putter betrayed him, but did not betray Cameron Smith, as 98-96 mentions on the text line. I thought Cam Smith's putting won it for him, specifically that par save on 17.
Tremendous, tremendous save. He was basically stymied by the road bunker on the road hole, had to go around it, was very intelligent, didn't try to chip it over the road bunker and spin it, and then could have left it in the bunker, could have put it on the road, went around it, gave himself 12 to 15 footer. And Cam Smith, arguably the best putter on the planet. And you give him the flat stick with that one and the way he was rolling him in on Sunday, Mark, he made a terrific, terrific strategic play, and he made the putt. And I agree with 98-96. That won the championship.
Yeah, and that's one reason I picked Cam Smith. I wasn't entirely sold on him, but this is really a terrific golfer who can putt the eyes out of the hole. And, you know, what he did early on the back nine, making five birdies in a row, I mean, that's what beat Rory McIlroy, in addition to that par save on 17. But no question about it, Cameron Smith won this tournament. Nobody else really lost it.
I would agree. And 319-366-1600. If you'd like to comment here as we come up on 336. As you mentioned Cameron Young and the young American with a tremendous, tremendous showing. He is your probable rookie of the year as far as the PGA Tour is concerned. Has not won an event yet, but has been very, very close on a couple of occasions in big tournaments. And It's got to be a good feeling, yet not a good feeling, to know you finished 19 under par in a major and you didn't win the trophy.
Yeah, it's a tough break, no doubt about it. But he never really had control of the event. He hit a terrific drive on 18 and made the putt for eagle and put some pressure on Cameron Smith. But Cameron Young is, I think, had four top 10 finishes, if not more, this year. And just a brilliant young player coming up. Now, what does it mean for Rory McIlroy? You know, he's not going to return to St. Andrews until he's about 40 or thereabouts. Will he still have the game? I don't know. Rory's playing at a high level right now. Sometimes you just get beat, Scott.
Yeah. You can play well, and sometimes you just get beat. I think that's what happened yesterday. Rory set a record, I read this. First time in a major where a player has hit all 18 greens and has taken 36 putts. I mean, it's not the record he wanted. But that is very, very difficult to do. Maybe not so much at St. Andrews with as big as those greens are. And they are massive, the biggest greens on the planet. Obviously, most of them double greens, but that's just a really awkward, awkward statistical record that might stay around for a while.
Yeah, no question about it. And another question for everybody is, did you like the winning score to be 20 under? Second place, 19. Third place, 18 under. Did you enjoy that, or do you like it better when the scores are closer to par? As we talked about yesterday, Scott, I mean, St. Andrews has a history of winners posting low numbers. Zach Johnson won in 2017 at 15 under par, and it's been in the teens almost every time it has been in St. Andrews in recent years. To me, it didn't take away from this major. I know some people prefer something less than 20 under to win it, maybe at most 10 under. What do you think?
I'm with you, but I knew going in it was going to be like this with the weather forecast. Unless the wind blows, with the modern technology and as good as these players are, St. Andrews And if you miss the bunkers, which is big, and most of them did, St. Andrews is going to give up birdies. There's no doubt. I thought it'd be more. I said I thought they could reach 25 under. Didn't get there. It did tie the record in a major. Jason Day at Whistling Straits shot 20 under in the PGA back in 2015. Dustin Johnson in the Fall Masters of 2020 shot 20 under, which was a completely different Augusta National course than it is in the spring. And there was Henrik Stenson, who we'll get to later, shot 20 under par a few years ago, winning the Open Championship, not contested at St. Andrews that year. But it's just, it was fast, it was hard, and guys were hitting 458-yard drives. At some point, there wasn't the wind shift that had drives, yes, downwind going 450 against the wind going 210. You didn't have that this year. So you're going to get scores like this at St. Andrews. And I'm okay with it. I think the golf world is okay with it. If you ask me, though, I'd rather see single-digit under par as far as majors.
Yeah, no one's asking us, right? So it is what it is. I can't anticipate it. Low scores like this. I don't know about 25 under, but I don't think it took away much of anything from the theatrics, because you've got those pop bunkers. You've got the rough that wasn't quite as nasty as it could have been. There was still some peril out there. And by and large, the guys that finished near the top avoided those.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program for this Monday. Do have some news here from the baseball draft, Mark. Dylan Nedved, Iowa Hawkeye pitcher, going in the ninth round, just selected a little bit ago to the San Diego Padres, the same team that took Adam Mazur in the second round. So Padres with two Hawkeye pitchers that they have drafted in the top 10. So how about that?
Three players in the first 10 rounds.
Not bad. Not bad indeed. Also, as far as the Open Championship is concerned, you mentioned the fact that the RNA is not set up again when it will return to St. Andrews. There is speculation that they're going to move it up as far as the rotation is concerned, mainly because they don't know. I think they're going to talk to Tiger Woods and just flat out ask him, okay, are you going to come back if we have the Open Championship at St. Andrews and move it up maybe to 5 years out? It's usually 6 or 7 years out as far as the rotation is concerned, but it's been moved up before in certain parameters out there, and I think that's going to be the big parameter if it's going to be back at St. Andrews sooner than it usually is. And that's the case, it's going to help Rory out as well. Rory made no bones about the fact that it is his top goal to win an Open Championship at St. Andrews. He has not won a major, by the way, since 2014.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a drought, there's no doubt about it. But, I don't think they're going to move the rotation for any one player. They may be interested in having it St. Andrews more frequently. I don't know. I would like that.
A lot of good courses over there, though. And courses that have not held the Open that are starting to get back in the rotation, like Royal Portrush, which is coming up in a couple years. It'll be at Hoylake next year. And then Portrush after that, which is in Ireland, of course. And I would imagine Rory would love to win that one as far as the Open Championship is concerned. But that's it for the majors this year. And I believe I also read, Mark, first time ever that every winner was under the age of 30.
Yeah, everybody in their 20s, the four winners. And that speaks to, the talent that is out there right now and the depth of talent.
And how, yeah, and there's more coming. Corn Ferry Tour is loaded with good players, and the colleges are loaded with good players as well. And No, the TV ratings might not be. I have not seen the ratings as far as this year's Open Championship is concerned, but no, it's not going to be Tiger-esque, and that's fine until the next Tiger comes along, whoever that may be down the line. But does not mean it's not good golf and better golf than it was 20 years ago when Tiger was doing his thing with the Tiger Slam.
Yeah, it's PGA Tour has only got about a month, 6 weeks left in it. The Tour Championship at the end of August, and then of course you got the President's Cup and whatnot. But season really dwindling down right now.
Now we're getting to the money season, Mark, in more ways than one. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in on the text line. But now everyone's pointing to the FedEx Cup. That will be starting in a month. The tour goes to the Twin Cities this week. And their stop, their, I believe, third stop that they have made in the Twin Cities, then to Detroit, and then down into Greensboro before we get to the FedEx Cup at St. Jude in Memphis. And now it's there are a lot of people that are right on that borderline looking and saying, yeah, I'm going to get into this tournament because I need the points to get into the big-paying tournaments coming up. And like I said, we will see. The fields will get a little bit better as you get closer to the FedEx Cup playoffs if you are a top-flight golfer that is kind of close to, what is it, the top 120?
Top 125.
125.
And, I would expect Zach Johnson to be playing in the 3M were it not for his foundation tournament that comes up next Monday. This tournament very accessible in Blaine, Minnesota, but that's not the case. Zach's priority is his foundation tournament coming up on Monday, as it always has been.
Yeah, very much so, and we'll talk about that later on in the week. All right, let's get to what you broached, Mark, a little bit earlier on. With the majors now behind us, we now have a fresh new crop of folks that have been offered, looking to, or have accepted going to the LIV Tour. And that was highlighted today by, I don't think it is 100% official yet, but this was the rumor all weekend and even more of a rumor today that Henrik Stenson, who is inching his way toward 50, if he's not 50 already, former major champion, Open champion a few years ago, he is going to go to the LIV Tour. Now, what does that mean? It means that the European Ryder Cup team, which will oppose Zach Johnson's American Ryder Cup team in 2023, is going to be looking for a new captain because he was picked to be the captain. If he goes to the LIV Tour, he will not be able to do that.
No, that's very interesting because Stenson is on the downhill side of his career. But another money grab. Can't put it any other way. But the pool of potential captains for the Europeans is really dwindling because Lee Westwood and Ian Poulter already on the LIV tour. Now Stenson goes, he would not be able to be a captain. I think that's the European rules, much like the Americans. So what does that mean? Is it going to take some luster off the Ryder Cup? I don't think it will. But you have to get a captain, Patty Harrington. I don't know.
Darren Clark, perhaps?
Darren Clark. I don't think Faldo wants it. He's going into retirement.
Happy birthday, Nick Faldo, today, by the way.
Oh, is that right?
65. Nick saw him earlier on Golf Channel today. 319-366-1600, if you'd like to weigh in on that. So you got Henrik Stenson going. The big story today, as you mentioned, Mark, is there are reports out there that Cam Smith, freshly minted Open champion, has been offered $90 million
It's 9-0, right?
$9.0 million to go play on the LIV Tour.
He's denied it up till now, but the reports are, you know, leaking out that he's entertaining this. And I think that would be a blow. Maybe not as big a blow as David Faraday going into the LIV Tour.
Correct.
The announcer is going to call the action on the LIV Tour. And, you know, I think that probably ends his show on the Golf Channel too, doesn't it?
I think it ends everything. And it was interesting. I was talking with you earlier today, and I said, boy, Faraday just did not seem to be himself this weekend. And I think that probably explains why. He just was not his jovial self. Yeah, I don't see how Golf Channel, with all of the commentary that they have had anti-LIV, could have the show Faraday continue. David Faraday obviously was at his height when he was with Gary McCord on CBS doing their golf, helping out as far as on course and the tower is concerned. Yeah, that's a real, real head-scratching move. But I'm sure he's getting a pretty darn good paycheck too.
Yeah, I searched around for a dollar amount and couldn't find one. But what other reason would he leave what he has now than for the money, as all these guys have?
Also rumored today to be contemplating going to the LIV Tour include former major, well, Bubba Watson, as well as former major champions Hideki Matsuyama and Adam Scott. All have been offered and all are contemplating, from reports, going to the LIV Tour. Not exactly sure what this is going to mean, if they're going to break away immediately, if this is just speculation, but those are the reports out there, along with Cameron Smith. Mark Leishman as well, another Australian who was in the playoff with Zach Johnson at St. Andrews in 2015. Another good player. Maybe not at the top of his game, but a very good player as far as the world is concerned. Also is among those that are rumored to have been offered by the LIV Tour and are thinking about making the jump. The RNA made it pretty clear, Mark, before the first shot was hit at St. Andrews, that they are not big backers of the LIV Tour. And if they do allow people to play in the Open Championship, they're going to have to earn their way. They're going to have to do it the same way you and I would do it, as far as qualifying is concerned. And again, I think we're just all waiting for what's going to happen from Fred Ridley and the folks at Augusta National. And then I think we'll know a lot more about exactly how this is going to play out. If more people are going to go to the LIV Tour, is the LIV Tour going to work things out as far as the official world golf rankings are concerned? Who knows?
I have a growing belief, Scott, that the PGA Tour is going to have to come to grips with this organization one way or another. I don't know how or what, because I think the LIV Tour may soon go to a 72-hole event with a cut. You know, they don't have 156 players to make a full field right now, but eventually it might. And if that's the requirement for the world golf rankings, I can see LIV going that direction. And the PGA Tour, as it continues to lose players, now some, they, you know, Henrik Stenson, they're not going to lose much there. But I think it's going to come to a head sooner than later.
I agree. And as a pretty renowned writer of golf said earlier today, I believe we are nearing the end of the PGA Tour as we know it, for good or for bad. So I think more is on the horizon. 319-366-1600. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up on a Monday edition of the Gym Class after this on KGYM.
Just when it feels like smooth sailing, your IT person leaves and rocks your entire business boat.
Network overboard!
Now who's going to captain your IT ship? Network Computer Solutions. They're ready to hop on board and keep you on course. Whether you're a tiny rowboat or a giant ocean liner, Network Computer Solutions will keep your business cruising along with pricing options that won't make you feel anchored down. Network Computer Solutions is your IT safe harbor. Meet them now at ncsei.com.
We need to hire for another position. No problem. It's not like I'm already trying to juggle 5 job sites, screen candidates, schedule interviews, and, you know, do my job.
You've had it, and we get it. Job Funnel simplifies your search. Fill out info once, and we post it to all the big job sites. Job Funnel makes it easy to prioritize applicants, keep track of things, even send bulk email responses, all from one streamlined hub. Go to kzia.com and click on Job Funnel to get started. Breathe. Job Funnel's on it.
Welcome back here on the Gym Class. Coming up tomorrow, Cal Eldred, Kansas City Royals pitching coach, will join us. And we'll talk about the first half of the season, look ahead to the second half, talk All-Star break, talk All-Star game, talk anything Major League Baseball. That'll be coming up tomorrow. Speaking of Major League Baseball, Mark, good news here. You mentioned as we get on the air about Levi Usher. He has just been selected by the Kansas City Royals, Mark. The 10th round, and great news there for the former Prairie Hawk, former Kirkwood Eagle, and Louisville Cardinal as well.
Tremendous defensive center fielder and hit well. Thanks to Kirk Gustafson for the tip-off there as well before we saw it. But Levi, the 295th pick overall, his slot value, $153,000. And he's given all indications that he will turn pro once he is drafted, and he has been.
Yeah, and congratulations to him. That is terrific, terrific news. And more on that and more on the Major League Baseball draft coming up with Todd and Alex, I would imagine, between 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock. Home Run Derby coming up tonight as well. That will be at 7 o'clock right here on KGYM. Before we leave the weekend, tough break for Landon Castle, Cedar Rapids native, was having a great run at New Hampshire on the Magic Mile, and Carr did not pass post-race inspection and was disqualified after the race. And I am not positive. I know that that is not the case as far as the Cup Series is concerned. They don't announce any problems with the DQing until after the race and the next day. Very rarely are they DQ'd. They usually get points taken away or a fine for the crew chief, but Landon, one of two racers to have that happen on the weekend.
Yeah, Noah Gregson, the other, he had finished fourth behind Landon Castle, and Castle's car was found to be too low to the ground. Gregson, his front end of his car too low to the ground, which you told me affects aerodynamics, whether it's a millimeter or an inch. I don't know. Seems very penal to me. And in Landon's case, he was 12th in the Xfinity standings and would have gained a lot of ground with a third-place finish. Instead, he was scored 37.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough pill to swallow right there and for Landon. And tough break right there. And also in local racing news, Joey Gase announcing that they're going to have a two-car team coming up next year. He's going to be one of the drivers. As far as that team is concerned. So that's very good news as far as racing is concerned. Speaking of racing, later on this week, we're going to have an opportunity for one of our listeners to pick up tickets to the Brickyard race at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway coming up for the NASCAR Cup Series. We're going to have that opportunity for you on Friday. So get your chance to win 4 tickets for that coming up on that day. Mark, have a good night. We will talk to you tomorrow when we wrap up Home Run Derby and talk with Cal.
Sounds great. Talk then.
Where did I put that?
Pete's property manager just took an extended vacation.
Christmas Eve to dreams.
He needs a replacement before this becomes a cruel summer.
Oh, you wanted the lakefront for the 17th. How did this get double booked already?
Indeed can help him hire.